Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Dirma Zechus Menachos, Daf Mem Test, the fourth Perek HaTcheles. The three topics we're going to focus on are when Rabbi Bar Chana taught a brisa before Rav. Kipsei Atzer Sheshchatam L'shum Eilim, lambs of Shavuos which one shechted for the sake of rams are valid, but do not count for the owner for his obligation because they were shechted Shelo Shman. Lambs are within their first year and rams are more than a year old. Rav said, they certainly do count for the obligation, Rav Chisda says. The Rav's position is reasonable where he thought they were rams and shechted them for the sake of lambs, since he actually shechted them for the correct purpose. But kasabra elim shechatan l'shuma elim, if he thought they were rams and he shechted them for the sake of rams, they should not count for the community's obligation because akir batalos havya akira, an erroneous uprooting of l'shma, is still considered an uprooting. But Rabba says, Akira batalos lahavya Akira, and Rabba would say the community fulfills this obligation even in this case. Rabba challenges his own opinion from a brice which proves that pigal intent is effective even b'shogeg, erroneously, and Abai explains that it's where he intentionally shechts with pigal intent, but ba'omer mutter, where he thinks it's permitted to do so. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin as Rav Chisda. Tzibur she'en lehen tamidin u'masafin. If the community does not have enough animals, but the tamidin and musafin obligations, eze mehen kodem, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidin of that day certainly takes precedence over the musafin of that day, since that day's tamidin are tadir makudash, more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidin, or today's musafim, since the tamidin are tadir, but the musafim are makudash, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's tamidin. Rav Chisda suggested a proof from our Mishnah, which states that tamidin and musafim are not ma'ak one another. This presumably cannot refer to the order of sacrifice, since the tamidin must always be brought first. Rather, it must mean that when they lack sufficient animals for tomorrow's tamidin and today's musafim, they are equal and either can be brought. Abai answers that the Mishnah does refer to the order of sacrifice because the requirement to bring the Tamid first is only mitzvah ba'alma, a mere mitzvah, not an absolute requirement. And pointing with you, the Mishnah states, Ein pochasim mishisha tlaim hamubakarin b'lishkas gatlaim. We have no fewer than six checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning 3 days of two tamidin each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lambs which were examined for mumin for 4 days before Shechita. Ben Bagbag darshan the Gezer Shabbat between the Tamid and the Karban Pesach teaching. Malahon tom bikra arba yamim kodem Shechita, just as the Pesach requires examination for 4 days before Shechita, since they were commanded to purchase them on the 10th of Nisan and shechted on the 14th, so too the Tamid must be checked for 4 days before Shechita. The Gemara asks that 7 lambs should be necessary when Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fall out consecutively, since they will need a tamid the next morning before having a chance to search for one. It concludes that the requirement to have 6 checked lambs at all times is not actually to have enough for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, but is simani ba'alma, a mere mnemonic to remember the required number of lambs. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Bar Chana taught a brisa before Rav. Kipsei Atzer Sheshchatan L'shum Eilim. Lambs of Shavuos, which one shechted for the sake of rams, are valid. But do not count for the owner for his obligation because they were shechted Shelo Shman. Lambs are within their first year and rams are more than a year old. Rav said, they certainly do count for the obligation, Rav Chisda says. The Rav's position is reasonable where he thought they were rams and shechted them for the sake of lambs, since he actually shechted them for the correct purpose. But kasabra elim shechatan l'shuma elim, if he thought they were rams and he shechted them for the sake of rams, they should not count for the community's obligation because akir batalos havya akira, an erroneous uprooting of l'shma, is still considered an uprooting. But Rabba says, Akir batalos lahavya Akira, and Rabba would say the community fulfills this obligation even in this case. Rabba challenges his own opinion from a brice which proves that pigal intent is effective even b'shogeg, erroneously, and Abai explains that it's where he intentionally shechts with pigal intent, but ba'omer mutter, where he thinks it's permitted to do so. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin as Rav Chisda. Tzibur she'en lehen tamidin u'masafin. If the community does not have enough animals, but the tamidin and musafin obligations, eze mehen kodem, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidin of that day certainly takes precedence over the musafin of that day, since that day's tamidin are tadir makudash, more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidin, or today's Musafim, since the Tamidim are Tadir, but the Musafim are Mekudesh, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's Tamidim. Rav Chisda suggested a proof from our Mishnah, which states that Tamidim and Musafim are not Ma'ak one another. This presumably cannot refer to the order of sacrifice, since the Tamidim must always be brought first. Rather, it must mean that when they lack sufficient animals for tomorrow's Tamidim and today's Musafim, they are equal and either can be brought. Abaye answers that the Mishnah does refer to the order of sacrifice because the requirement to bring the Tamid first is only mitzvah ba'alma, a mere mitzvah, not an absolute requirement. And pointing with you, Mishnah states, "Ein pochasim mishisha tlaim hamubakarin b'lishkas katlaim." We have no fewer than 6 checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning 3 days of 2 tamidim each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lambs which were examined for mumin for 4 days before Shechita. Ben Bagbag darshan the gezer shabbat between the tamid and the Karban Pesach teaching. Malahon tom bikra arba yamim kodem Shechita, just as the Pesach requires examination for 4 days before Shechita, since they were commanded to purchase them on the 10th of Nisan and Shechita on the 14th, so too the tamid must be checked for 4 days before Shechita. The Gemara asks that 7 lambs should be necessary when Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fall out consecutively, since they will need a tamid the next morning before having a chance to search for one. It concludes that the requirement to have 6 checked lambs at all times is not actually to have enough for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, but is simani ba'alma, a mere mnemonic to remember the required number of lambs. All right, so now we get our siman daf mem test, and our standard siman is meat, and we often use a butcher in the siman. So here goes. The butcher from Karbonos Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him he shechted the lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos, Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, while his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than 6 checked lambs necessary for Shabbos in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Once again, slow motion. The butcher, that must be on daf, mem tes, meat. The butcher from Karbonos Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, which reminds us, Gemara has machlokes whether Akir Batalos, Havi Akira, an erroneous uprooting of Lishma, whether it's still considered an uprooting. So the butcher from Karbonos Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos, Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin asked Rabbi Chisda, if the tzibur does not have enough animals for the tamidim and musafim obligations, eiz mehen kodem, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidim of that day certainly take precedence over the musafim of that day, since that day's tamidim are tadr umakudash, the more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidim or today's musafim, since the tamidim are tadir, but the musafim are makudash, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's tamidim. So the butcher from Karbonos Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos, Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, while his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than 6 checked lambs necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, our Mishnah states, "Ein pochasim mishisha tlaim hamuvakarin b'lishkas katlaim." We have no fewer than 6 checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is 3 days of 2 tamidim each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lambs which were examined for mumin for 4 days before Shechita. So once again, the butcher from Karbonos Catering, who was upset when the shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos, Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamid cut or his musaf cut, while his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than 6 checked lambs necessary for Shabbos in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. All right, so now it's time for our 4 blah back Chazara. Daf Mem Hey. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hey is Manishtana, a Pesach Seder. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Manishtana, Manishtana. That must be on Daf Mem Hey, Ma. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one, which reminds us that we learned the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos are not ma'ak of each other. The Torah requires 2 parin to be brought on Rosh Chodesh, but a pasuk says in Yechezkel that a bull is brought. This teaches Shimon Matzah Shnai may be echad, that if he did not find 2 bulls, he should still bring 1. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bowl on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma, nishtana the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim in Sefer Torah, which reminds us the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel appeared to contradict the Torah until they were clarified by Chanina ben Chizkiah. So, the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bowl on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma, nishtana, the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim in the Sefer Torah. While another child was busy looking at a Har Sinai Haggadah with a picture of the Kibsay of Seres being brought in the Midbar without the Shtei Alechem, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about the Shtei Alechem or Kvasim being ma'ak of the other. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, the Shtei Lechem of Shavuos are ma'ak of the two kvasim brought with it, but the kvasim are not ma'ak of the lechem. Rabbi Shimon ben Anna says, reverse, that the kvasim are ma'ak of the lechem, but the lechem is not ma'ak of the kvasim, because we find that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for 40 years, the lambs were offered without bread, since the Shtei Lechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce. Afkan yikru b'kvasim b'lo lechem, here too, the lambs may be offered without bread. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume. Cow. That must be more in Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class Yal Zika when the Shechita connected them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Tanaim had argued if the Shtei Alechem are Ma'ak of the Shnei Kvasim, or vice versa. Yochanan says, Hakom modim shim huskuku ze leze, shema'akum ze ze. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they're ma'ak of one another. Ve'ezo hu zika shalahem, and what creates their zika, their connection? Shechita, the slaughter of the two kvasim. So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class Yal Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a zika between them as well, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael they asked, Tanufa osa zika? Does waving the Kvasim and Alechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the Shechita creates a zika, he may have been uncertain if Tanufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmi asked, if Tanufa does not create a Zika, so Lechem is replaced if it was lost after the Tanufa, Oso Lechem Ton Tanufa, or Enon Ton Tanufa? Does that bread require waving, or does it not require waving? So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class Yal Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. While he had two loaves which were brought by themselves, burned in the corner of the class, after their appearance changed overnight, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, Shtei Alechem Abolos Bifnei Asman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that they may be brought if there are no kvasim, they're waved, utuber tzarasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, v'yetzel beis reifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the Kibsay Atzeres maze. Maze? That must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the Kibsay Atzeres maze by being Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that the Kibsay Atzeres are Mekadosh, they sanctify the Shtei Alechem with Shechita. Thus, if both the Shechita and Zrika were done with Shman, the Lechem may be eaten. If they were shechted shelo shman, the lechem is not sanctified. If the shechita was lishman, but the zrika was shelo shman, Rebbe says, halechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh. The bread is sanctified and not sanctified. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, it's not kadosh unless both the shechita and zrika were lishman. So the contestants at the Kibsay Atzeres maze entered by being mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, and were challenged to do a Zrika's Pika while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches, that if the Shtei Alechem left Yerushalayim between the Shechita and Zrika, and the Zrika was done with intent to eat the lambs chutz lezmanan, outside, there are a lot of time, Rabbi Eliezer says the Lechem does not become Pika, and Rabbi Kiva says it does. So the contestants at the Kibsay Atzeres maze entered by being Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, and were challenged to do a Zrika's Pika while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, and to find the missing Lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to do a Zrika Shelo Lishma to permit the Basar to be eaten, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, if the Kvasim were shechted properly, and the Lechem was subsequently lost, so if the Zrika is completed properly, the Kvasim would not need to be destroyed. Can he throw their blood not for their sake to permit the meat for consumption? If Zrika is performed for the sake of an ordinary shlamim, it removes the kipsei atzer status from the kvasim and may permit their consumption without lechem. Daf mem ches. So the simmer daf mem ches is moach, brains, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that was more on daf mem ches, moach. Well, one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim are shechted on four chalos, which reminds us of Bryce's state that if one shechted the two kvasim on four chalos instead of two, Moshech shtayim mehen umanifan, he removes two of them and weighs them together with the shechted lambs, v'ashar ne'achelos bepidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, which reminds us, Rebbe China Terasa Tana Braisa, before Rebbe Yochanan, that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorg damen shelo ishman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim's sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, but do we tell a person arise and sin so that you will gain? So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether kipsei atzer is brought shelo lishma or pasul like a chatas or kosher like a shamei nadava, which reminds us of Yitzhak Tata Braisa, kipsei atzer is sheshchat and shelo kmitzvasan, if lambs of shvus were shechted not according to the prescribed way. Rather, they were shechted shelo lishman, their pasul and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachum told him that he compares the kipsei atzeres to a chatas because they're mentioned together in the pasuk, deriving that just as a chatas shechted shelo lishma is pasul, so too kipsei atzeres shechted shelo lishman are pasul. However, a ton of Levi's yeshiva holds their kosher, deriving shalmei chova mishalmei nadava, obligatory shlamim, from voluntary shlamim. That brisa discusses shlamim v'nazra, another case of obligatory shlamim.
All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which daf do we have machlokes by the order of the mincha and nesachim of a mincha's nesachim? That's on daf mem dalet.
Good. Number 2.
Which daf do you discuss whether both the shechita and zrika are required to sanctify the shtei lechem? That's on daf mem zayin.
Good. Number 3.
Which daf do we learn several drushes from Reismo, so one of them being that ksus laila is patur from tzitzis? That's on daf mem gimel.
Good. Number 4.
Which daf do we have machlokes whether akir batalos havi akira? That's on daf mem tes.
Good. Number 5.
Which daf do you discuss what the din is one shechted four kvasim over two loaves? That's on daf mem ches.
Good. Number 6.
Which daf do we have the shechita of sezika that it connects the shnei alechem to the shnei kvasim and therefore their ma'akev zeh? That's on daf mem vav.
Good. Number 7.
Which daf do we discuss what the din is if there are insufficient animals for today's musafim and tomorrow's tamidin? That's on daf mem tes.
Good. Number 8.
Which daf do we learn that the shtei alechem brought without kvasim are waved and then they're left out overnight until their appearance changes and then they go to the basis reifa? That's on daf mem vav.
Good. Number 9.
Which daf do we learn that we have no fewer than 6 checked lambs in the Lishkas Chatayim, enough for the Karbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? That's on daf mem tes.
Great. And number 10.
Which daf brings a description of the Chilazon and teaches that because it's difficult to obtain, Techilas is expensive? That's on daf mem dalet.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.